You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and I'm the senior pastor here of Island Community Church in Merritt Island. Along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solano, we greet you here today. Happy Tuesday to all of you. God bless you. We're tuning in to God's frequency now. This is WGOD. This is the radio program brought to you by the excellent people here at Island Community Church. And we thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending the next 30 minutes with us here on this Tuesday, be it 6:30 a.m. on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. on 91.5 WMIE, 5:30 in the afternoon on both stations for our rebroadcast. No matter what time it is, I'm grateful you guys have tuned in here today. I invite you guys to one of our services. Our next service is tomorrow night, and I'm starting a brand new book, 2 Peter, verse by verse, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Now, Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Wednesdays at 6, Sunday mornings at 10:30. On Sundays, we're going through the book of Acts, verse by verse. And tomorrow, you'll hear my sermon from this past Sunday, and that was Acts chapter 5. We're looking at, we looked at Ananias and Sapphira, a famous husband and wife couple whom Peter, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter killed them both. And just and as he's walking in the attributes of Jesus, he knows people's sins. He knows what's in people's hearts. And Peter speaks people to death. Those are the great acts here, the incredible acts of the apostles. And that really is the name of this book, The Acts of the Apostles. Focusing on Peter through the first 10 or 11 chapters, and then on the Apostle Paul for the rest of the book of Acts. So that's what we're going to hear here tomorrow. I invite you guys on Sunday here to church. Here now, we're in Psalm 119. I've entitled this Psalm 119 from A to Z. Here's part two and the rest of this sermon.
Not if the pilot doesn't obey the law, you're not. Obey the laws out here in society, and you're free to live in society and free to do whatever you wish. When you submit yourself to the will of God, you take the first step towards freedom. Again, verse 45, he says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. He knew that being obedient to God's decrees brought him freedom. Okay, next letter, Zion, verse 54. He says, your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Your statutes or your laws have been my songs. Imagine walking around singing the building code. Right? 50-foot setback. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who sings that? Or how about 220 volts for that new refrigerator? Who walks around singing the building code? That's what he did. Come to think of it, that's already been done successfully, I might add. For everything, turn, turn, turn. For every season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose. See, someone's already put the law, so to speak. The law represents all of the word of God. You see, thank God you and I, though, live under a different covenant, a better covenant built on better promises. See, they used to sing about the old covenant law, but now we sing about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done to redeem us. You see, we have gone from singing statutes. Now, watch how our song has changed. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me, and hail him at thy matchless king through all eternity. You see, praise God, there's been a change in covenants. You don't sing the rules anymore that keep you in line. You now sing about the Savior that died in your place. You're not singing about laws anymore. Now you're singing about Christ. Our songs changed. Our songs changed. Doing what God said was what they had. Receiving God's Savior is what we have. And when you receive God's Savior, you want to keep these things. Hence, you're born again. You got a new nature. Now you can do what you could never do before. Next letter, Heth, verse 62. How are you guys doing with this one? At midnight, I will rise up to give thanks to you. Probably a lot easier for the women that have insomnia than us snoring old men. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. So at midnight he says, I'm going to get up and by golly, I'm going to praise God at midnight. And let me say, that's not just Old Testament. But do you love the Word like this guy loved the Word? Wake up at midnight and proclaim. See, we can do that. Wake up at midnight and proclaim, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Try that on sometime at midnight when the demons are banging at your door. Or you're in the middle of some kind of fight. You can wake up and do this. I've done that more often than I care to remember when the devil's after me in the middle of the night. But do I just do it to praise him? I need work on that. Next letter, Teth, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, so that I might learn your statutes. Perhaps my favorite in this psalm. It is good that I am afflicted. Who else feels that way this morning? You don't need to... we got one. We got two. Three. Really, Bob? You can say that. It is good that I have been afflicted. See, this Hebrew word can mean humbled or weakened. Weakened, I can see. It's what the Apostle Paul says. He learned the secret. He said, when I am weak, then I'm strong. It is good, humbled. It is good that I have been humbled so that I may finally get it into my skull that it's the meek that shall inherit the earth. Countless times we've gone through these verses, how the Bible tries to encourage you to rejoice when you encounter various trials because God is at work behind the scenes doing a work in you. Next letter, Yod, verse 73. He writes, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn your commandments. You're no accident. David wrote in Psalm 139, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you. God is the creator of life. Your hands have made me, he said, and fashioned me. Almighty God is the creator of life, in case you have forgotten, because that's not a very popular doctrine out here in the streets today, that there actually is a God up in heaven and he made you. Lest we forget, is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Next letter, Kaf, verse 81. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. You know, sometimes we just feel like giving up and quitting. The Bible says he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Look, my friend, this is a truth, this verse that I'm reading to you. You guys are in the right place today to receive this. He gives power to the weak. Is there any weak in here today? To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And this, in Galatians 6:7, he says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or do not faint, says in the King James. What's God telling you here in this verse? He's telling you, trust your Bible, friends. God will keep every promise that's written in. There's like 4,439 promises in the Bible. And God's going to keep each and every one of them. My soul faints, he says, but I believe your word is true, he's saying, above all. Next letter, Lamed, verse 89. Says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Isn't there some awesome verses in this psalm? So many of these verses you've heard and you know so well. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So what does Psalm 119, verse 89 reveal to us? It reveals to us that it's not even up for discussion. It's not settled here by fools, evil fools, or wolves in sheep's clothing. It's settled up there in heaven by three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your word is settled in heaven. One more from this stanza for good measure. Verse 92. Unless if your law, now again, law, let's call it just the word of God. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Translation? If it wasn't for the strength that I received from my Bible, there's no way I would have made it through all this muck out here in this world. If I delight in the fact that God is for me, which he is, bring it on. Who can be against me? Unless your law had been my delight, he says, I would have perished. I would have died in my affliction. Next letter, Mem, verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every evil way. Translation, I get my truth from the Bible. Everything else, I agree with this psalmist. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, he says, I hate every false way. You know, I think this is the reason I get upset by the things that I see in this country and around the world. Through my Bible, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate, he says, I hate every false way. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Can I get an amen on that? Or is the word of God castor oil to you? None. Now, how could I not use perhaps the most popular verse in the entire Old Testament? It's Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Church, this is a dark and evil world that we must navigate through. And praise God, the word of God shines the light on the way that we must go. Your word is a lamp, he says, for my feet, and it's a light for which direction I need to choose. The Lord Jesus said in John 8:12, he says, I am the light of the world. All who follow after me shall not walk in darkness. Okay, next letter, Samech, verse 113. He says, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. All right, three questions he had. What do you hate? Where are you hiding? And in what do you hope? So, what do you hate? The double-minded, he says. Or that word means the skeptic or the divided. And where are you hiding? Answer, in God. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. So where are you hiding? In him. In what do you hope? I'd say this right here. But not hope, oh, I hope the Bible's true. I hope the Bible's true. No, it's understanding that God is for you, church. Like when David says, when I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. This is a hope, is the faith, the knowledge that God is on your side. And that your name is engraved in the palms of his hands. This is this hope that he has. Next letter. Ayin, verse 126. He said, it's time for you to act, O Lord. For they have regarded your law as void. Remember, another word for void would be worthless or useless or of no value today. Now let's read that again. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Let's make this verse our plea this morning, as the psalm writer did. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for these people have regarded your word as void. Everyone out here has regarded your word as worthless. People today have regarded his word as of no value at all. Next letter. Yeah, that's my initials. P. P-E. I don't know how you pronounce that. Verse 136. He says, rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Does that describe you? When you see Gloria Steinem wearing a shirt that says this is the happiest day of her life is the day that she got an abortion, wearing it on a shirt and advertising it? Now Jesus says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Church, this is a spiritual battle we are in, not a battle of the flesh. It can only be won, in my opinion, on a spiritual level. Perhaps by fasting, and prayer and love. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, so that, the Bible says, you may be sons of your Father, which is in heaven. Now, Pastor Darren's been teaching this each and every week lately. This is our weapon. You know, what are you working on, Pastor? What did he say? I'm working on what? I'm working on love. I need some work there. That's how you fight this battle. See, Gloria and people like her are infected. And the only vaccine that can help is the Word of God. When you believe and receive the Word of God. There's only one vaccine that can cure you, and that's to be vaccinated with the blood of Jesus Christ. Only His blood can make things right. We overcome evil with good. All right, next letter. Sade, verse 139. He says, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. Again, I pray that our lives would be like this psalm writer here today. He's upset that people don't believe the word of God anymore, but he still loves it. Next letter, Kaf, verse 148. Almost done with this Hebrew alphabet. Verse 148, my eyes are awake throughout the night watches, so that I may meditate on your word. That's the second time he said that now. He wakes up in the middle of the night for this one purpose, so that he might meditate, or so that he might contemplate the word of God. Maybe it's because it's so quiet in the middle of the night. Next letter, Resh. Verse 160. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. So the entire Bible is the word of truth, not just the parts that I agree with, or not just the parts that I understand. All of the Bible is true. Next letter, shin, or my shin bone. Shin bone connected to my elbow bone. And my favorite in this entire psalm, let me read it out of the King James Version Bible, verse 165. They need to hang this sign around my neck because I have not arrived yet. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. How you guys doing with that one? Right, Frank? Right? God help me, I need help. I'm still offended. How about you? I look around or turn on the news or look around and no one regards the word anymore. But you see, this guy, he knew the secret, and I'm not there yet. I haven't got there yet. He knew the secret of how to get through life and not be offended. Great peace have them which love thy law, and nothing shall offend. But I'm not missing something here. I guess it's just time or something. I'm doing something wrong. It's always my fault, never his. I'm doing something wrong. I'm still offended by the things that I see on the television. I'm offended by the commercials that I see. Am I alone? Imagine going through life out here today in 2024 and not being offended by something. Good Lord, we're offended every which way that we turn. This falls on me. It doesn't fall on him. I'm not there yet. I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'll set my alarm for 1 o'clock in the morning and meditate on thy precepts in the middle of the night when it's quiet, when my phone's not going off, when my watch is not yelling at me, tick, 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 all this noise. I'm doing something wrong. I've not arrived, but I'm working on it. Better yet is to help me not to lose hope is this promise here. Let's balance this with this, and that is Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's good news. God's still working on you. Rest assured. We are a work in progress. Hang that one around my neck too. Work in progress. It's not end, God bless you. It's not the end of construction. It's work in progress. Now, Isabel and Bob, their work is done. We need to carry on. We read in the Bible that eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men, that which God has prepared for those that love him. It's up to us to keep this work here going. But rest assured, know and understand that God is at work in you. And he's never going to stop. It's never based on what kind of day that you're having or how you're feeling. It's based on his faithfulness. God is faithful to his word. Remember, it says God demonstrates his own love for Pastor Paul. And that while Pastor Paul was still a sinner, groveling down here on the floor, that Jesus Christ died for me on my worst day. Thank God for that. Great peace have all of you who love this book. Maybe we'll get to the answer. Maybe if we kept our eyes on Jesus more, we wouldn't worry about the things that are out here today. Maybe that is the answer already, right? Set your mind on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Or the things, how does that song go again? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you, God, that only took 18 seconds to get the answer, not 18 years. Last letter, tau, to close this Hebrew alphabet, verse 176. He says, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. I'm grateful that we live under a different covenant than they did back then, because I've got it written down in this very same book that this psalmist praised, and that is these two verses where the Lord Jesus says, lo, I am with you always. And also, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He didn't have that. We've got that. The promises from Jesus that no matter what you're going through in your life, to always remember that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, and I am with you always, and I will never leave you. So there's Psalm 119 from the book of Psalms, or chapter 119. Let's you and I love the word of God like this man loved the word. Let's pray.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.